about it all. I want to talk about a book that I'm reading, a series that I'm reading, actually. I should be done with it this week or next. It's actually the Sherlock Holmes in St. Paul, Minnesota series. It is on Bard, for those interested. I finished Sherlock Holmes and the Red Demon yesterday, this morning, actually. And I started Sherlock Holmes and the Ice Palace Murders, or Murder. I think there's only one murder. But it is actually a very, very, very good series. It's funny, and it was written by Larry Millette. I think it's LarryMillett. So either Millette or Millette or Millet. I don't really know how to say his last name. But it's very, very good. I am loving the series. Larry wrote exactly, almost like Arthur Conan Doyle. So, and Conan Doyle was really, really, really good. The Holmes stories... Conan Doyle had to have been a genius. Because the way he wrote, or the way he had Holmes deduce, you know, most of these cases, is just like, wow. You know, that is really, really cool. And excuse me, folks, for any weird noises that you might be hearing. I am, at the time of this recording, working on making my lunch, which actually consists of deboning right now a chicken thigh into a huge bowl of stew. I have to teach in about 3 hours, and I want to eat a lot. So yeah, if you hear like any weird slopping noises or whatever, you know, that's what's going on. Normally the stew is to be eaten with rice, but I can't find the rice. So I have to eat without. But anyway, so back to the series. It was really good. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys now. So those of you who think that I'm going to give away the ending of the Red Demon, feel free to walk away. Just put down the headphones and walk away, or calmly hit stop. I would have expected you to do that by now. So, it is a very good series. It is a very good read. Conan Doyle was a genius. And Larry Millette is, I think he's a genius too, because he's writing in the style of Conan Doyle. So, it's very... Yeah, he writes extremely well. He really does. And the footnotes that he puts in there, for those of us who are not Minnesotans, I'm sure not. And for those of us who are interested in history, those are in there too. So, and those who are interested in Holmes adventures, will find the book interesting as well. So, I hope it... I hope that you guys can check out the book again. Once again, it is the Sherlock Holmes in St. Paul, Minnesota series. I think I got the series title wrong, but you know what? This is going to be a lot of stew, but I'm hungry, so I'll just heat all of it up, or I can heat all of it up, and maybe I'm going to finish it all. I'm that hungry, so. So there we go, you guys. I hope that all of you are having a wonderful, wonderful day. I sure am. And enjoy. I hope that all of you enjoy the series. If you are interested in the series, go check out my Goodreads, because I just, this morning, added the book to my Goodreads challenge. I'm doing the 100 books in a year challenge, or actually the average is 60 books. I think it's 60. I'm trying 100 again to see if I can do it. And if I don't, one of these days I will. So one of these days I will make my 100. Yeah. So, unfortunately I can't record the clock. So, because I'm already upstairs. Oh, not that Beatles song. Not one of my favorites. Yesterday. So guys, take care, have fun, be blessed, and have a wonderful day.